in the limelight.
A new statistical report on the Zionist regime's most recent assault on Gaza shows the unbearable price paid by Palestinians for the maintenance of a Jewish state in Palestine. Please stay with us for an article in this regard written by Maureen Claire Murphy Ryder. This article is published under the heading Gaza Pays the Price for Jewish State in Palestine. This is the second part of this article. But so long as Palestinians rightly refuse to submit to the removal and replacement with foreign settlers, the Zionist regime as the colonizing power requires a horrendously violent policy like the Zahir Doctrine. That was admitted by the Haifa University demographer Aaron Sofer, a close advisor to the late Israeli regime Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, ahead of the latter's unilateral withdrawal of settlers from Gaza in 2005 and tightened blockade on the territory 2 years later. Sofer anticipated that Palestinians in Gaza, isolated and closed off, and with little other means of leveraging pressure on the Zionist regime, would rely on firing projectiles to resist what has become a medieval siege. We will tell the Palestinians that if a single missile is fired over the fence, we will fire 10 in response, and women and children will be killed and houses will be destroyed, Sofer explained. Anticipating the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, Sofer added, the pressure at the border will be awful. It's going to be a terrible war. So, if we want to remain alive, we will have to kill and kill and kill. All day, every day. This violence is necessary to guarantee a Jewish Zionist regime with an overwhelming majority of Jews, as Sofer thought. That is the logic underlining the Zionist regime's violence last May, when War Minister Benny Gantz warned that no person, area, or neighborhood in Gaza is immune. And so, 14 families lost 3 or more members when the Zionist regime bombed their homes. Half of all fatalities during the May war occurred in Gaza City, where the Zionist regime targeted densely populated neighborhoods and wiped out multiple generations of individual families. In addition to those killed, nearly 2,000 people in Gaza were wounded, among them 941 men, 630 children, and 397 women. Meanwhile, more than 1,300 residential units were destroyed, and 6,367 sustained significant damage, mainly in northern Gaza and in the Gaza City area. Some 420 hectares of agricultural land was damaged by the Zionist regime's missiles and artillery shells, or because of obstruction to access affecting more than 5,350 people. Additionally, more than 220 livestock and poultry farms were damaged, as were 24 water wells, 169 vehicles, 59 manufacturing plants, 483 commercial facilities, and 871 other facilities, including banks, daycare centers, private offices, schools, houses of worship, and government offices. The rights groups that authored the statistical report point to the Zionist regime's broader policy of harm adopted at the highest levels. In particular, the widespread targeting of family homes in Gaza has appeared as a key feature of the Zionist regime's military attacks, they add. This conduct forms part of the Zionist regime's institutionalized system of racial discrimination and intent to dominate and oppress the Palestinian people as a whole, a policy that amounts to the crime of apartheid. Amnesty International recently joined the Palestinian human rights groups calling on the International Criminal Court to investigate the commission of the crime of apartheid. In Gaza, the Zionist regime subjects Palestinians to a blanket ban on movement as part of its intent to separate and divide Palestinians and thereby to assert its domination over them in furtherance of its overarching settler colonialist agenda, according to Al-Mizan. The tightened blockade since 2007, along with repeated Zionist regime's military assaults, have forced Gaza into profound levels of poverty, aid dependency, food insecurity, and unemployment, and led to the collapse of essential public services, including healthcare and water, sanitation, and hygiene, Al-Mizan adds. Indeed, according to the human rights group, the Zionist regime's actions have rendered Gaza all but uninhabitable. The Zionist regime has killed more than 5,200 Palestinians, including some 1,200 children, during four full-scale military offensives in Gaza since 2008. The worsening water crisis in the territory is meanwhile tied to the Zionist regime's demographic engineering in Palestine. As Al-Mizan notes, Gaza is one of the most densely populated areas in the world, with two-thirds of its people, refugees, denied the right to return to their lands on the other side of the Gaza-occupied territory's boundary fence. The Zionist regime's targeting of Palestinian homes in Gaza, killing their inhabitants, creates a coercive environment in which families have no choice but to move, Al-Mizan adds. This has caused the forced internal displacement of tens of thousands of Palestinian families, a number of whom remain without safe, adequate, and/or affordable permanent housing today. The Zionist regime officials have admitted that the regime is encouraging emigration from Gaza, facing some of the highest unemployment rates in the world and few prospects young people with the means of leaving Gaza are doing so. Al-Mizan observes, the aim has been to create and maintain an Israeli-Jewish superiority, consolidating effective control and dominance with the aim of gradually eradicating the indigenous Palestinian people. One missile, one bullet, and one destroyed future at a time.